Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. Voters in Missouri, we're not doing a topic on this. We're just bringing this to your attention because it's going to be on the ballot and it's big news.
And the mayor just put something on Facebook.
That's right.
About
we'll
it.
Read that yep. as well. Voters in Missouri will decide in November whether to legalize adult recreational marijuana use, paving the way for Missouri to potentially become the 20th state in the union to legalize and tax the drug for recreational use. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft today said his office certified an initiative petition. This has been in the works for a very long time to place the issue on the November 8th ballot. Ashcroft's office certified more than 214,000 voter signatures across the state's 8 congressional districts. That was well above the required 180,000 needed to make it onto the ballot. And the mayor, Quentin Lucas, just released this statement on Facebook, and I quote from the mayor, "It is time for Missouri to legalize marijuana. It is also time for Missouri to expunge records for those convicted
Bingo.
Of past nonviolent marijuana offenses. I am still reviewing the constitutional amendment, but appreciate progress in an end to..."
His words, in an end to nonsensical weed prohibition.
Correct. So it looks like Mayor Quentin Lucas is already out in favor of this constitutional amendment, which will be on the November ballot in Missouri. This is for recreational use of marijuana.
Okay. I love what he just wrote. The most important part to me is it is also time for Missouri to expunge records for those convicted of past nonviolent marijuana offenses. Am I to read that if you were currently incarcerated for that in Missouri, you would also be set free? Because I always have this problem with these new laws, Scott, where at midnight on this certain date, what you're doing is perfectly fine. But man, if you got caught last week, see ya. Say goodbye to your family. You're going to jail.
Well, I think there's even more to read into it than just that, Dana, because there are people who have marijuana convictions, nonviolent marijuana convictions on their records. So when you go in for a job and they do a background check on you and do a criminal history report on you, that would still show up. And if the job is between you and me and I've got the past marijuana conviction on my record, you're probably getting the job.
The measure also contains criminal justice provisions that would mark a substantial and controversial shift in how Missouri treats marijuana-related crimes. The amendment would allow Missourians who were previously charged with nonviolent marijuana offenses to have those criminal records automatically expunged. It would not apply to violent offenders or people whose offenses involved distribution to a minor or driving under the influence. The current laws criminalizing marijuana are a driving factor in the mass incarceration of people of color. But quoting here from Jackson County Executive Frank White, "Now we have an opportunity for change." And that is just a fact. A report released by the ACLU in 2020 that examined marijuana-related arrests in Missouri between 2010 and 2018 found that black people were 2.6 times more likely to be arrested for possession than white people.
How soon does Kansas follow?
Now that we have also legalized...
If it is approved in Missouri, and that's an if.
Within the legislative year?
See, I don't think... I think that they would put it to a vote of the people.
You will watch the money pour in to the state of Missouri like we will see the money pouring into the state of Kansas over...
Sports betting.
And we live on that state line, Scott.
Yep.
The other state is going to look and go, "Oh my gosh, look at all that money."
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, "Define recreational use, please." It's very simple. Getting high for fun. That's recreational use.
if you're caught with 36 bricks of it in your car,
that would not be that would for recreational use.
Probably not be for recreational
usually,
use. But wait. I also don't think it should be criminal for the people who go into Colorado and bring back edibles for themselves and a couple of neighbors. Everybody does it. And then you get popped in Western Kansas, and now all of a sudden you're a drug dealer? No, you're not.
Recreational use, meaning, I'll look it up. I know what you're actually getting at, Texter. You know, what amount are we talking about? Usually, it's my understanding in states where this has been legalized, it's a joint or two. The equivalent of a joint or two of marijuana.
And this is later in the Kansas City Star story. Keep in mind, Kansas City effectively decriminalized marijuana possession 2 years ago. In 2020, the council eliminated penalties for possession after that 2017 vote. Essentially, the city of Kansas City is doing this already. This would be a change at the state level.
Well,
and they stopped prosecuting this in 2018 out of...
It would be more than just a change at the state level because it would allow for the actual sale and the taxation of marijuana. That's the key. You know, what you see in Colorado with the drug shops and the marijuana, whatever the hell they're called.
Head shops.
No, dispensaries.
Dispensaries. Thank you. Dispensaries was the word I was looking for. Yes, in Missouri, they do have the medicinal shops that are popping up here and there. But this would be for recreational use where you would not need a prescription to get marijuana. You could just walk in and say, I want some edibles. I'll take that for a joint, whatever. And you walk out. Not unlike what they do in Denver.
By the way, it's typically 1 ounce or less for recreational use.
Okay.
And marijuana comes in pounds, not bricks.
Okay, that's true. Whatever.
All right. So not looking to make it a topic. We know where that goes. We've done it 1,000 times. It will be on the ballot in Missouri in November.
Kansas lawmakers in June or July, I'm trying to remember, voted to form a dedicated committee to work on medical marijuana issues in hopes that reform legislation will be ready to pass when they return for business early in 2023. That's just medicinal, just in Kansas.
Yep. What that really means is how can we pass this, get it somehow legalized without having to go on the record with an actual vote?
Correct.
That our opponents are going to use to say that we support marijuana.
He's pro drugs.
Yeah.
Risky.
586-7798. She's Dana. He's Sam. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.